Listen, Dr. Minha, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Mary Calder, M-A-R-Y-C-A-L-D-E-R, date of birth 09/20, date of birth October 16, 1966, date of appointment September 26, 2022, requesting physician Melissa Petello, M-E-L-I-S-S-A-P-I, P-A-T-I-L-L-O. N-P. Dear Melissa Petello, I have the pleasure of seeing Mary Calder today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 55-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman who has a history of seizure 40 years ago when she was smashed on the head by a boyfriend. She had a couple of seizures and then she was seen by neurology in Albany Medical Center. All the testing were negative. Recently, 3 weeks ago, she was bit by hornet and had a seizure, period. Seizure started as ear ringing with loss of consciousness with shaking about 35 seconds. No tongue biting, no incontinence, no postictal confusion. She went to the hospital, CT of the head done, which was read as negative, blood test negative, and she was sent home. Past medical history. Asthma, depression, diabetes mellitus. Hyperlipidemia, migraine, anxiety, past surgical history, history of wrist surgery, history of C-section, history of cholecystectomy, allergy, adhesive tape, amoxicillin, aspirin, cyclobenzaprine, diazepam, fish, iodinated contrast media, ketorolac, lactose, latex, meperidine, morphine, tramadol, venom, honeybee, bee venom, cinnamon. Medication, atorvastatin, 10 mg daily, epinephrine, fluoxetine, lisinopril, metformin, rizatriptan. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is disabled due to heart and back issue. She is single, lives alone, have 3 children. Family history, mother deceased due to heart and lung problem, father deceased due to diabetes, 1 sister and 2 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she has depression, anxiety, joint pain and seizure. Physical examination, blood pressure 120/70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinusitis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflex is 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, no ataxia, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 55-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, history of epilepsy. Number two, peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph, she is prone to have a seizure under stress. I would like to order the EEG. She is not a candidate for any medication at this time. Extensive workup done in Albany Medical Center, which was negative. Her Romberg test is positive. She might need EMG of the lower extremities. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.